Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the American Family Farmer Program, a weekly presentation of the Stephan Multimedia folks, which would include me. I'm Doug Stephan, with a focus on smaller family farmers, what we can do to help you in your lot, ideas suggested by other smaller farmers who are successful. Maybe some of these things that I come up with these folks will help you make your farm more successful, because we all are getting tired of the pressure, the push from big government and big ag that basically is aimed at putting us out of business. So each week on this program, The American Family Farmer, if you're new to it, I talk about what goes on my farm. You can go to the website, Eastleigh Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, to see what goes on at Eastleigh Farm. It's basically a cow-rearing operation. I raise Jersey replacement heifers. I have a bovine sanctuary. We have goats because we like the goat's milk, and there are other things going on the farm that are kind of fun that don't have to do with animals. We have a huge woodlot and a lot of things. We have the largest composting facility here in this part of the state, and it's good. So we talk about that sort of thing, but more importantly, how to help you manage. And if you listen to last week's American Family Farmer, we talked to somebody from Iowa State University about the whole business of being good stewards of the land. You know, we always have these stories that seems to be a continuum here of who's buying what land. It's a very disturbing reality, and so it will be, I guarantee you, it'll continue to be a focus no matter where you are in the country. Foreign ownership of land ought to be verboten, and it is a very important part of me. I don't want to trivialize this at all. This is a very important thing to the future success of all small ag family farmers in our country. Speaking of that, this is very disturbing. I made reference on the Good Day program this week to the situation in Oregon. There are new rules that could put small dairies out of business, and one wonders, well, I don't wonder, I know what the source is for all of this stuff. There's a lady, for example, that has three dairy goats that she milks every day. She gets two, three, 4 gallons of milk a day. She sells that to regular customers who come to the farm. She also makes soap. She makes lotions, that sort of thing. Sells that at country stores, basically to help her provide what it takes to run a small family farm. But there's a new state law, rules that have been propagated. This is back to that whole Chevron issue that the legislature is looking at. It should be disbanded because it allows all, whether it's a government that's statewide or national, all these rules and regulations, the interpretation of them. So now we have the ag people in Oregon interpreting a rule that could put this lady and other folks who are running small dairies out of business, because the Oregon Department of Agriculture changed its definition of a confined animal feeding operation, also known as CAFO, C-A-F-O. So they've included small dairy operations like this lady's, so that she and other small dairy operators may have to go into the same permitting Zulu land that big ag has. Matter of fact, I think you probably find, as is the case usually, that big ag can sidestep a lot of these things, and so the smaller people are the ones that get victimized. So, I mean, under the circumstances, all animals are, when you get down to brass tacks, confined during the milking process, whether it's in a building, but they don't get milked outside. So, according to the documents in the Oregon dairy industry, any animal that is confined has to fit into these rules. Well, I mean, this is stupid. And so I'm looking at some of this stuff, how the small producers are unfairly being pushed around by the big producers. This woman has to apply for a permit, renew it every year, pay fees to the state, undergo inspections, install a wastewater drainage system, keep records on how much manure her animals produce. Come on. This is absolute insanity. So this woman can't do that. She's got a small group of goats, and she's had an impeccable record of selling this raw milk to these people. And the Oregon group, the Oregon state regulators don't seem to pay any attention to that. So you look at these small dairy farmers in Oregon, and you ask yourself, what's the scoop here? Matter of fact, they've taken the Oregon Department of Agriculture to court, as well they should have, asking a judge to stop the state from enforcing the rule against small dairies. You can't, this is not justice. So they have the Institute of Justice actually representing them, the dairy and the small dairy industry, in this fight. Small dairies are practicing agriculture in the way that humanity has been doing it for thousands of years. So instead of encouraging sustainable and safe farming, the Oregon Department of Agriculture is putting small dairies out of business. And I think that they know it, and that's what they want to do. Meanwhile, last year, a group called Friends of Family Farmers. James, will you take that name down and see if we can find somebody from this group to go on the program? Friends of Family Farmers, which is a nonprofit. It promotes small-scale agriculture. They've been campaigning for legislation that would scale back these regulations restricting raw milk sales from small farms. And so you look mostly on the West Coast, although there are, I think, now 26 states that allow the sale of raw milk. You can actually buy it in retail stores in Washington, California, and Idaho. Oregon allows it to be bought only on farms. That's the case where I am in Massachusetts. I used to sell 100 gallons of raw milk a day for 7 or 8 years. That made me a better farmer. It was great for the farm, great for people who want to have raw milk. And we ought to have that choice instead of having regulators give us this bunkum about how unsafe it is for you. Sure, there's plenty of milk that's produced on these huge factory farms that's crap and not good for you, because it's dirty. But the smaller family farms that are milking and selling raw milk, it makes you a better farmer. And so the regulations are okay, because that's, enforcing rules to make the milk cleaner, is nothing wrong with that. But these guys from the state want to fine this woman $2,500 for violations, and it's a monstrosity. So hopefully the lawsuit against the Oregon Department of Agriculture will stop them from enforcing the regulation and, in fact, put them in their place. I think that would be a fabulous idea. I'd like to support that. Coming up in a moment, the story of the continuing problem with avian flu here on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen with a focus on the folks who are losing weight and successfully keeping it off by using Calotren, Calotren. Happens to be America's number one way to lose weight and keep it off the non-toxic way, the natural way. Go to toploss.com, see how the program works, see how you can lose the weight that you gained over the holidays, or you just want to keep yourself in shape. I know a lot of people dance, and that helps you shed pounds, but they still eat a lot of stuff, and maybe what you do is you dance, you exercise, lose the weight, and then you stay on Calotren so that you can keep it off, because that's what Calotren does. It provides you the resources naturally, once you've lost the weight, to keep it off. It'll help you lose, no question about it. So the special deal this weekend, this is an offer that you can get only on the website. Go to toploss.com, buy the 90-day supply, and receive $30 off and one free bottle. $30 off this weekend and a free bottle. So what would have cost you about $280 will now cost you about $180, all available by checking it out at toploss.com. So The natural approach works. The natural approach is the best way. It doesn't interfere with any medications you might be taking. And boy, does that make people feel good when they actually have success and they can talk about it. People say, hey, you're looking great. What's the story? And you can tell them about Calitrin from TopLoss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. I'm happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin. So we're kicking off a new year, and a lot of times at the beginning of the year, people who have gained the weight need a little extra help.
Well, you know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plan. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. This is one of my favorite sales because I think it's great for everybody, whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds to lose. It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free, and saving $30 off. It's all on our website, toploss.com.
Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth, Happy New Year. Back here on the American Family Farmer with the update on avian flu. This is the news portion of the program. Last month, there was a lot of information. There are a lot of these problems. Pennsylvania has them. California has them. This is a story of a California farmer. Chickens testing positive for avian flu, had 550,000 birds, and he had to kill them all. Every single last one of them to prevent the disease from infecting other farms in that area north of San Francisco. So what happens under these circumstances? This can put these people out of business. This area of California is the egg basket of the West Coast. So this was devastating, not only for this farmer, but for the farmers that were worried about this bird flu. Record egg prices up there, wreaking havoc in California. Poultry farms in the Midwest have the same problem. Officials have declared a state of emergency. During the past month or two, a dozen commercial farms have had to destroy 1 million chickens. Actually, it's not chickens, they're hens, laying hens, to control the outbreak. Good heavens. This is something, and, you know, the government's on it, but what they're not doing, the flu is spread by all these damn geese that are everywhere, and the crap that they have salmonella in their poop, they're all over the place. Ducks also can be a contributor, but geese are the worst. And so the virus, they carry it, and they don't get sick. But it spread like wild turkey farms, in fact. Same kind of problem. So I guess the best thing to do, I don't know, you protect your flock by keeping everything, keeping them away from whatever they might be exposed to outside. I don't know what else you do, but this is a real problem. All right, an update on avian flu here. In a moment, we're going to bring you up to date on something else, organic farming. The latest from an author of a very important book. We'll get to that right after these words here on the American Family Farmer.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
Now 23 after the hour on this week's American Family Farmer program. Doug Steffen here with J.M. Fortier, who is an organic farmer. He also has become a very interesting writer. He's got an award-winning book called The Market Gardener, published in 14 languages. So a lot of people around the world are using his proper, well-imagined force in the nature of organic farming. There are a lot of different points of view. So I guess I would start with you, Mr. Fortier. What is it that has brought you to this point? Are you a farm guy? Did you grow up on a farm, been on a farm all your life?
That's a long story, but no, I didn't grow up on a farm. And by the way, you can call me JM because Mr. Fortier is my father. But I didn't grow up on a farm, and my father, to talk about him, wasn't, you know, he wasn't a farmer or a hippie. You know, we didn't grow up thinking about organic or any of that. You know, I was a pretty typical teenager. I loved skateboarding, snowboarding, somewhat of a rebel, I would say. But I loved nature and I loved the outdoors. And I studied ecology at university at McGill in Montreal. And basically after 3 years, like, there was a definite feeling of gloom and doom. I just felt that I wanted to do something that was purposeful and that was part of the solution. You know, I met my wife there and we're still together 25 years later, but we just traveled and we worked on a farm and we fell in love with the trade. We understood the local impact that it had on that community. All these farms together. We were in Santa Fe, New Mexico. It was just beautiful landscape. And we've been farming ever since.
So farming is cutting a broad swath. What constitutes the things that you do on your farm?
Yeah, so we're definitely doing things differently. For example, we have no tracks, so that is pretty defining. Under 2 acres of mixed vegetables that we sell directly every week at farmers market and through a community-supported agriculture program. So we grow 40 to 50 different crops simultaneously, and our purpose is to have enough of all these vegetables every week so that we can feed, you know, 300-plus families that buy directly from our farm. So, and everything is non-mechanized without tractors, but we use a two-wheel tractor, and all our tools are hand tools, but it's hyper-efficient. And that's, you know, you talked about my book being very well-read in the world. That I would say that's my claim to fame is that I've shown that two acres can be highly productive.
It's hard to imagine for most people who are in the mechanized world of farming today, no matter what country you're in, whether you're in Europe, whether you're South America, Asia, the United States, we have become very mechanized. So you definitely are swimming up against the current, swimming upstream, if you will. But the fact that you have inspired people with this book, The Market Gardener, which, by the way, folks, you can get if you go to marketgardener.com, you will find the book there and the story of how he has been able to reimagine, again, without having mechanized tools. It seems almost impossible, but yet there are certain things in this story that may apply to you. So we'll continue with J.M. He doesn't want me to call him Mr. 40er, so I won't. he's J.M., and he's got the goods. So we can manage this in English, not so much in French, and so that's what we'll continue with. If you go to the website, there's a way you can translate from the French to the English. So that's all part of our good connection today with J.M. 40er, organic farmer and author of The Market Gardener, as we continue here on this week's American Family Farmer. Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today.
It's a great addition to any plan that you've got going on. If you need a little bit of additional help in reaching your weight loss goals, this Calitrin can be the answer. We've been doing this a long time. We're very good at it. You also get a team of support when you buy Calitrin, too. So you're not just taking a product and saying good luck, hope it works out for you. You get a personal Calitrin consultant. You can email them, call them, text them. They're going to be there for you along your weight loss journey. They've got lots of tips and guides that they can send you to help you reach your weight loss goals, and they truly care.
What sort of deals? There's always a deal.
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. Find it on the web at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News update. The Pentagon finally launching strikes in Iraq and Syria after Iran-backed proxy groups killed three members of the U.S. military last week. At least 85 targets hit. B-1 bombers flown from here in the U.S. to the Middle East to carry out the strikes. The bodies of the three sergeants, two women ages 23 and 24, and one man who was 46, flown back to Dover Air Force Base Friday in Delaware. President Biden, First Lady Jill, and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on hand for the somber ceremony. And taking a look now at USA Business News, a big burst in hiring taking place in January. The government says 353,000 jobs added. That's almost twice what economists had predicted for the month. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says unemployment at 3.7%. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
The half-hour mark, 34 past, moving along with J.M. Fortier, who is an organic farmer and author. The book is called The Market Gardener. Check it out at marketgardener.com, themarketgardener.com. So under the circumstances, you weren't born on a farm. So what inspired you? You were talking in general terms about what your whole deal is, you and your wife developing and testing all of this, these various growing techniques, and you're in a place that doesn't have 12-month growing. So that's even more. Or do you grow inside in some way, shape, or form?
Yeah, well, we definitely have greenhouses, and in the winter we grow we don't heat them, or we minimally heat some of them for specific crops, but we heat them just above the frost line, but We grow definitely a good 12 months out of the year. And, you know, you talked about our farm being different because it doesn't have any tractors. But, you know, we do $150,000 worth of sales per acres. And half of that is profitable margins. So, you know, good year, bad year, we make $100K net in our pocket farming under 2 acres. And that's where
a lot of people would be very happy to have that, no matter what the size of their farm. Says something. How hard is it to find help, JM?
That's also built into our model. Like, we have a 4 or 5 man operation, and obviously, you know, there's one. It's my wife now runs that farm more than me because I've started another farm, a research farm, where I've been training young farmers to become really, really good market gardeners. But it's, you know, it's good. We find people that want to learn, and we bring them on for a year, and they're highly motivated because they want to learn, and that we keep the crew, you know, small, rather small, because the farm is small, and we're able to, you know, have a culture that's really of workmanship and craftsmanship and hard work. And, you know, for 20 years now, we've had, I would say, rather a great success hiring and keeping the right staff. But again, it's built into the model. Our farm is not too big, so we don't have, you know, 10, 20 people to hire. We hire 3 or 4.
All right, I'm looking at pictures. Tell me exactly where the farm is.
Yeah, we're an hour south of Montreal in Quebec, mm-hmm. Canada, or an hour north of Burlington, Vermont. Right on
so
the
you're
border.
Right on the border. Right on the border.
Yeah, and it's funny because, you know, when we're in America, we often think that, you know, it stops, you know, Vermont is like really up north and there's nothing after, but Canada starts there and you actually mm-hmm. have some of the best growing areas because of the St. Lawrence watershed.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just an right amazing area to grow. Yeah.
Yeah. There's also a place that looks like a castle, looks like Disneyland. What the heck is that? It looks
yeah,
like
that's
a
joint. Research farm. Yeah, that's the research farm that I started 6-7 years ago.
How do you get funding for that?
Well, it's a long story, but a very wealthy billionaire came up to me and said, I want to have impact, and I want to make a difference. And he was aware of the work that I was doing, training young people, and said, you know what? Why don't we do a farm together? I'll pay for it, and you design it, and you create it. And he just told me two things. I wanted to not lose any money, and I wanted to be the best in the world. And that was my guiding principle. And so that farm, it's called the FQT Farm. You can look it up. And it's a pretty amazing. We have animals there. We have chickens.
What sort of research are you? What's the message in terms of the research that you're doing? What's the goal? Is it more organic?
Well, yeah, it's a great question. Like nobody, what I'll say here, nobody talks about that. Okay, so the farm, the research that we do is to find how we can make small scale farming more professional. What kind of tools are better suited? What kind of management strategies make the farming better? What kind of sales tactics can we do to improve our sales? So what we're really researching is what kind of real hands-on pragmatic strategies that we can test and trial so that other farmers can duplicate. And mm-hmm. and that's what we're doing. And we're having,
How do you keep track of the people who follow in your footsteps? Do you have sort of like a club, an organization that people can join if they go to themarketgardener.com or maybe your website? Go ahead.
Yeah, that's a great question. So I founded also the Market Gardener Institute. So we teach online classes. And again, they're very hands-on. We're showing you how to do things. We're not talking about, you know, what's organic. We're showing you how to plant the carrot. And so the Market Gardener Institute, we have 6-7 different classes, and, you know, we have more than 4,000 real-time growers that are...
Do you have online classes, or do you have to be
there?
Yeah,
these are online... these are all online classes, mm-hmm. and they're really made for people that want to take their farming to the next level and become more profitable, more productive. That's really what we do.
One of the buzzwords here in America, and I wonder if it applies in Canada as well, is regenerative agriculture. We did a whole series, a month-long series, last year about this time on regenerative agriculture, and I wonder if that term fits here. Using what you have, make the soil better, use the assets that are there already, because there are plenty of them. I'm sure that you're doing a lot of composting, that sort of thing, which is great for the soil, the microbial stuff that comes from using real manure, all of that sort of thing. Is that part of what plays into the success?
Yeah, it does. And I think if your listeners are familiar with regenerative, that's totally what we do. But it's very important to say regenerative organic because, you know, in the movement right now, there's a lot of talk about regenerative, but there's a lot of there's a lot of the BS, in my opinion, because people use glyphosate and herbicides.
Yeah.
And that, for me, that's not part of what we do. We're 100%
the word regenerative, and in fact, doesn't allow for use of the things that you were just talking about, Roundup, that's not regenerative, yeah. And there's nothing about it that would be certified regenerative if you pulled off those stunts here. I'm not a fan of Bayer. I'm not a fan, and that's kind of flying in the face
me
of most
neither.
Of the commercial of the radio shows, TV shows that are here that are sponsored by the big outfits like John Deere and the likes of the big ag companies like Bayer. It's anathema. It's why we have a lot of sick people. And I'm getting off onto a toot here. I don't want to at this point, but anyway, yeah, you helped us to underscore there is a difference between. Well, I think they take the word and use it out of context, but regenerative in my mind and what we focused on in this program is taking what is natural and making it work for you. And that's why I said you got whatever,
yeah.
Even weeds, things that grow in the garden that you don't use, the tops of carrots, whatever it is, all that stuff can be turned into compost,
yeah.
And it all then goes back into the land. Hold on a second. I have to pause for a couple of important words, and we continue for some more time with J.M. Fortier, who is the author of The Market Gardener. You can find the book at themarketgardener.com. Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today.
It's a great addition to any plan that you've got going on. If you need a little bit of additional help in reaching your weight loss goals, this Calitrin can be the answer. We've been doing this a long time. We're very good at it. You also get a team of support when you buy Calitrin too. So you're not just taking a product and saying good luck, hope it works out for you. You get a personal Calitrin consultant. You can email them, call them, text them. They're going to be there for you along your weight loss journey. They've got lots of tips and guides that they can send you to help you reach your weight loss goals, and they truly care.
What sort of deals? There's always a deal.
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month's supply.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. Find it on the web at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today. So how does that figure in to working with Calitrin?
You know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plan. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. And it's safe, too, even if you're on medication.
So as we begin the year, what do we have for the month of January that helps to encourage people to participate?
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month's supply. Plus, there's a free month on there, too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free.
Elizabeth Miller from Top Loss from Calitrin. Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back with J.M. Fortier, the author of The Market Gardener. So what happens, I touched briefly on the fact that you have, and if you look at the picture, if you go to the website, marketgardener.com, or to John Martin, Jean, J-E-A-N, martinfortier.com, you'll see pictures of the farm, and you see a lot of the buildings that are there. That would help him in the wintertime. Can we spend a little more time on that? Because I think we haven't really, I don't know that we grasped, I don't think I grasped what you were saying about how you grow stuff just a little over the freezing temperature. Usually the soils have to be warm in order to grow things. So how does it work with you?
It's fairly simple. We have shelters. First of all, it starts with that. Yeah, a greenhouse, a hoop house. And that just in itself makes a huge difference because it's locking the cold wind coming in. And then we use another shelter. So we have row covers. These are like floating row covers. It's like a material that is has thermal capacity, but it lets the light in. And so we use these inside our greenhouses, our hoop houses. Right. So we have two layers.
All right, I get it. Now I'm thinking about what happens here in the early spring when fellas put out their they'll go before the frosts are gone, and they use that to cover the things that are growing because it makes the soil warmer, obviously absorbing the sun. So, okay, that was kind of a duh on my part, but it makes sense, and, you know, it's pretty easy to do, frankly. Do you have people in this neighborhood or this area that are really gung-ho? Are you big in the community? How have you gotten, you know, in order to not spend money advertising and become profitable as you are, the word has to get around somehow. How has the word gotten around where you are there?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, we're lucky. We attend two farmers market and we have a big CSA. And
see, I don't think you're lucky at all. I think you're very smart. I don't think you're lucky.
Well, you know, we've been there for 20 years, so people know us all these years. Yeah. And every week we're there, Thursday and Saturday, we're committed, and we deliver, and our vegetables are always neat and nice, and we're there, you know, even if it's hard, sometimes we're there, we're smiling, and we rep what we think. And what the beauty of our community is, like, we've trained a lot of other farms. And now, you know, when we started, there was two farms. Now there's like 30 farms. And we've just recreated the local economy here. And it's quite frankly, it's pretty impressive to see the power of all these farms.
Yeah, it is very impressive to hear the story. All right. So, again, the book, you've got some courses on the Winter Market Gardener that people can access. The Market Gardener Institute, and the book about market gardening, themarketgardener.com is the place to get it. What an interesting story you have to tell, and looks like you and your wife are having a nice time, and so are the people there. It's very rewarding. These micro farms all around the world are just fabulous. And so I'm sure people listening got some ideas from you, and if they want to get more info, they just go to the website, themarketgardener.com, check out the book. J.M. Fortier, who is our guest, a farmer and author with a great story to tell, here on The American Family Farmer.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour now on this week's American Family Farmer program, I'm Doug Steffen with a couple of thoughts. Frankly, this is my opinion. My thought process is examined by you or heard. At least you can figure out maybe for yourself what you think of my thought process. I will tell you, going back to one of the news items earlier in the program in this hour, the dairy situation in Oregon, how destructive all of this is, and how to if you can avoid government, then you do it. I don't know. Sometimes some of these smaller farms are sort of under the radar. And I'm not suggesting that you break the law. What I'm suggesting is that you ignore things that are not practical. And if somebody comes and says you have to do it because I say you have to do it, then you challenge it. You go to court. You go to wherever the authority base is. If it's a city council, if it's a state legislative thing, but you can't roll over to this stuff. You just can't. Otherwise, all of us who are in the small dairy business, the small farm business, will get sent down the road. And you just heard now, this fellow in Canada that has been the main source of our interview in this week's program, he doesn't have to worry about government. He's been certified as organic. He has support of the people in his community. Support for research. This is the kind of thing. It does go on in this country, but it's too heavily regulated or controlled, if you will, in the big universities, by the people who pay for the chairs. And when I say paying for the chairs, there are a lot of chairs that are paid for, endowed, if you will. So the profs are paid out of an endowment that comes from the likes of the big ag companies like Bayer. They fund all kinds of stuff. I mean, what do you think they're going to teach in these universities? If they're paying They're going to teach their kind of farming, which is sucko. Their farming is awful. Their farming ruins the land, even though it may be more profitable in the short run. What are you doing, even if you don't think about the outside world, think about the legacy that you have. Think about your family if they're going to continue farming on the land. If you keep ruining it, polluting it, with all of these things that, yes, in the short term, they are fabulous for growing more. They are not necessarily fabulous for growing better. It's just more, and so therefore you make more money. And I know that we all talk about this. I do. I talk about it incessantly, how the farmer in this country gets screwed around by big government and big ag. And so, you know, what do you do in the circumstances that present themselves? I think that you have to have a voice. You get together, have a collective voice, and you stop things that are going on, like in Oregon with the Department of Agriculture there. It's just plain wrong. It doesn't speak to America, the best in America. The small farmers are the best of America when it comes to growing food. And I think that, you know, the whole thing that gets so polluted, even farmers believe, when I talked to them, there were some farmers who were disgusted with me when I was selling raw milk. How can you sell that dirt? There's a great market for it, number one, but I do it the right way. And so, in fact, the people that are sending their milk by the truckload to the processors, the stuff that's coming out of the spigot and going into bottles is nowhere near as valuable as the stuff that comes out of my cows that I sell as raw milk. It just isn't. But the fact that there's a groundswell of support, the teaching universities, again, that are endowed by the big businesses, they're going to teach stuff their way. And so hopefully there's enough of a push against some of this stuff so that we really will learn integrative and regenerative agriculture is by being able to do it ourselves. All right, so now, having said that, I saw a report that examines the urban agricultural industry in a number of states. And I've been talking about this off and on, so I find like I feel, I feel good. I didn't do the conversation I've had hasn't been to make me feel good. It's to give you information about how you can do this stuff. So it's another angle. Urban agriculture on big buildings, it's going really doing fabulously. There are major forms of urban agriculture going on. And if you're interested in that sort of thing, you ought to check. There's an Urban Agriculture Institute at Cornell University. That's the place, the best place that I know of to go for more info on urban agriculture. A lot of benefits for the farmer because you can be working at it all year long. All right, few thoughts from my head. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to irs.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.